We want everyone everywhere to understand that their home is not planet Earth. Their home is in eternity with God. And many of you live your life as if this is all there is. But the good news is you can have intimacy with God in this life and then spend forever with no end in intimacy with God. Over the years, I have interviewed many people that have died from a medical viewpoint, left their body, gone to eternity, spent time in heaven, some of the most graphic descriptions of heaven and what goes on there, others that have experienced hell. And there are too few people that heaven is real to and hell is real to. This week, we're going to have excerpts of people that I have interviewed, the best ones over the years, the most graphic descriptions of people that have had this experience. And since all of us are going to spend eternity in heaven, that's all of us that have intimacy with God now. And there's no other name in which we must be saved but the name of Yeshua. That's Hebrew for Jesus, the name of Jesus. And if Jesus is your Messiah and Lord, and you are born from above, you have intimacy with God, you will spend eternity with pure love. God the Father, the best Father you'll ever have. I want you to hear excerpts from the best interviews I've had on these subjects. The next person I want you to hear is Earthquake Kelly. Earthquake was trained to be the number one voodoo priest in Haiti under Papa Doc Duvalier. And he knew the names of demons that he could send out to accomplish their deeds, their dirty deeds. And one day, he even cursed people as a child, and they would fall over and die. Well, today, after having an encounter with Jesus, he now uses this information to come against the devil and his demons. Let's go to that interview with Earthquake Kelly. At 15, I mean, you have lived life. At 15, the same voice you heard when you were just 4 years of age that showed you step by step how to get high speaks to you again, and it talks about getting super high. Explain.
Right. My brothers and I were getting high, and we were at this little party-like thing, and I heard this voice again. He said, you know how everybody likes to brag about how much drugs they took, right?
Right.
I said, yeah. And this voice is asking me that question, and I said, sure. He said, but you want people to respect you in the streets to be a man. I said, yeah. He said, I'm going to show you how to get really, really, really high. And I said, okay, show me. Yeah, I want to be respected as a man can hold his dope. And like a fool, I listened. And he said, take some cocaine. Okay, which was no problem because we were dealers, plenty of cocaine around there. And he said, take some marijuana, some weed. We did that, same thing, plenty of weed around. And he said, take some pills, which one of the strongest pills, said is so strong, if you take one tab and cut it in half, and cut that half in half, you'll stay high for 8 days off of the half of the half. And I took about two or three of them. And he said, now, drop all of it. And so I did. Dropped all of it. And an overdose hit me. All of a sudden, I looked around where I was. I was sitting in this place where we were having a little party, in this little bar-type place. And where I was, it got pitch black. And everybody else was light. And I knew I was in trouble. I was facing the window, looking out this window, and the sun's light was coming in. The sun rays was hitting me on the head at first. But the sun rays would come right to my forehead, would turn to the left, and go behind me. It wouldn't even touch me. And then all of a sudden, out of the floor comes all of these evil spirits. They grab me. They start tormenting me. And I start screaming and yelling, but nobody can hear me. The person serving the drinks in front of us, he couldn't hear me. And I knew I was going to the same place that those guys with the yellow light was in their face was going. And sure enough, they pulled me out of my body, Sid. And down through the earth I went, and they were tormenting me and tormenting me in ways that I can't even tell you all the things they were hitting me with. And they told me, said, you're a fool. You listened to us. You did our voodoo and our wet magic for us. And you sold our dopeies, and now you're lost forever. And while they was tormenting me down there in the pits of hell, I mean hell, hell is real, in the pits of hell, hands of light, hallelujah, came down to that horrible pit and grabbed me by my shoulders, Sid, and was pulling me out of the hands of those evil spirits. And they were screaming and yelling, he's mine, he's ours, he belongs to us. And I felt their nails and their teeth being loosened as the hands was pulling me, put me back in my body. I sat up, and then a voice said, the same voice that met me when I was 13 at that altar, it says, because of your mother's prayers, hallelujah, because of your mother's prayers, and you are chosen, you were spared.
Amazing experiences, but you know what? More and more people are having these experiences, so I want you to listen to this. Capture a vision of where your real home is. And then I want you to give this CD to people that need to know the reality of heaven.